This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. Facebook said it would suspend former President Donald Trump's accounts for 2 years following its findings that he stoked violence ahead of the deadly January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The move freezes the ex-president's accounts until early 2023, which he calls an insult. Coupled with his permanent Twitter ban, that could put Trump at a serious disadvantage as he mulls a 2024 White House run, since social media platforms are now key tools for politicians. Aides say Trump's been working on launching his own platform, but has not yet. A blog he started on his existing website shut down after less than a month of drawing dismal traffic. Facebook says it will reassess the suspension after 2 years. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki is not holding her breath.
Feels pretty unlikely that the zebra is going to change his stripes over the next 2 years.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Labor Department issued the May jobs report showing the complexity of restarting an economy after the pandemic, with President Biden saying at the White House the plan is working and we're not going to let up now.
This is progress, historic progress. Progress that's pulling our economy out of the worst crisis it's been in 100 years. And it's testament to the new strategy that is growing this economy, not only growing it, but growing from the bottom up and the middle out.
His comments came Friday after the latest report showed U.S. employers added 559,000 jobs in May. It's an improvement over April's sluggish gain, but it fell short of economists' forecasts. The report also showed that companies are still struggling to find enough workers as the economy rapidly recovers from the pandemic.